This audio presentation is the teaching of Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Behind the Mask, was delivered on October 17th, 2021. Here now is Jen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so happy Sunday. So now, as you very well know, God is always speaking to us in a million different ways and at any, and I do mean any given time. One day a few months back, God decided to use something that I did, although unbeknownst to the person I did it to show me what he wanted me to speak on today. Let me just start by saying, I love snacks.
Amen.
I love all kinds of snacks. I literally have a drawer in my desk at work that is devoted to snack storage. And if I ever get low, I can tell you where all the vending machines are within a one block radius of my office. Just asked my husband yesterday, he was looking in the account and he was like, what is this charge, $2.10? What is Pepsi vending? And I was like, that's the soda machine at work. There were multiple charges for the Pepsi vending machine, but we're not gonna talk about that today. You heard this morning in the trivia, Nehemiah 8:10, eat of the fat and drink of the sweet. That's what I was doing, I was following instructions. Anyway, a few months back, there were still 3 hours until lunch, and I hadn't had breakfast that morning, so dun-dun-dun-dun, snack drawer. The snack of choice that morning was a few Oreo cookies, just as I had put the first cookie in my mouth, of course, someone walked in with a question. I swear, that was the fastest I ever chewed and swallowed an Oreo in my life. As I answered their question and walked out of the office to show them where they needed to go, I became very aware of the fact that my teeth, and most likely my lips, were probably covered in Oreos. It was at that moment that I was so very thankful that I was wearing a mask. As I walked back to the office and put another cookie in my mouth, don't judge. I thought about how I was able to hide my Oreo-covered teeth. I thought about how I was hiding those crumbs behind the mask and how we all, at some point or another, and in some instance, hide behind some type of mask. Today's message is one that I hope and pray encourages you to do a little bit of self-examination and kind of take a look within yourself and address any areas that may need some spiritual work. So let's get to it. Let's start off with a question. Behind the mask, who are you? Now, Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. To name a few, Pastor Scott, Pastor Aaron, Pastor Frank, my husband James Too Easy Arcatola, my daughter Janaya, my son Josiah, Scott, Doc, our entire worship team, and so many very others here every Sunday at old dark 30 in the morning are here setting up the church, making coffee, hooking up sound equipment, rehearsing worship songs, making the onalicious New Hope East Hawaii original fried rice, and doing a million other things behind the scenes, behind the mask. They don't do it because they have to, or because they're forced to do it, or because they're hoping for a pat on the back or some kind of recognition. They do it for the glory of and because of their love for God and His church, which is all of you. Last month, Genesis and I went to Honolulu for her follow-up with the oncologist. And as we sat there in the waiting room, a friend of mine walked in. Now, I've seen this friend, you know, on the flyby while we're walking through Walmart or at the grocery store, and I realized that I hadn't really sat and had a chance to talk with her in, like, and I mean really talk to her in maybe 20-plus years. In our conversation that morning, it came about why she was at the hospital. Now, we're in the oncology center, so of course my mind is like, oh my gosh, does she have cancer? You know, what's going on? How can I pray for her? Now, I had noticed her walking in that morning a little slower than she normally would be walking, and it was for a good reason. John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And that she did. You see, my friend Rosanna went on to tell me how she was blessed to have been able to be a match to a child somewhere in this world who was in need of a life-saving donation of bone marrow. If you've ever met her, you'd know how awesome a person she is. I thought about her and I prayed for her all throughout my flight and my evening when we got home. And her act of sacrificial selflessness was still on my heart the next morning when I woke up. I messaged her and I asked her how she was doing, and I mean, I'm just so thankful to know her. And I'm thankful that God blessed me to be able to be a friend of hers. You know, we may not all get the chance to do something like that in our lifetime, but it certainly put a lot into perspective and poses some questions, one of which is, if we're given the opportunity to help someone in need, would we? You know, and it may not be something as grand as this, but something as simple as giving someone the loose change in your pocket, or a good morning to the lady everyone shies away from. Is there something that would prevent us from doing whatever it is for whoever it is? Remember what it says in Matthew 25:40. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." We are all children of God, no matter where we are in our walk. That guy on the corner, that lady on the bench, we are all children of the Most High King. Behind the mask, number two, what are you doing? Galatians 5, verses 16 to 17 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." Sorry, the pigeon came up. Whatever you want. Behind the mask, what are you doing? Are you frowning? You sticking tongue? Maybe making a stink face, thinking nobody can see what you're doing. But remember, when you smile, your eyes smile too. So what you think is happening with your eyes when you're making stink face behind your mask? Are you saying every four-letter word at the guy that just cut you off in traffic? These are so very easy to do. Our flesh is so quick to perform these actions. Perhaps we can try smiling instead, because of who God is in our lives. Maybe instead of sticking tongue or making a stink face, we can try retraining ourselves and make praying for the person our very first reaction. Amen. Maybe instead of cussing out people knowing they cannot hear you, maybe just say what my husband says. "Oh, they must really gotta make doo-doo." has come a very long way with the driving, let me tell you. BC days, whoo, spooky. After all, Galatians 5, 22 to 26 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Nowhere in that scripture or in the entire Bible does it tell you to make stink faces, swear, or stick tongue. Yeah. Behind the mask, number three, how are you? Now, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, myself included, saying, oh, this mask makes my glasses so foggy, I cannot see anything. That statement prompted me to think about our faith and spiritual health. Are we veering toward the safer, more comfortable, and more familiar paths? Keeping the blinders on, tunnel vision, to avoid situations because they seem difficult and unpredictable. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Lord himself will fight your battles. He promises to prosper you and not to harm you, no matter what you're going through. We need to teach ourselves to not ask God to remove or prevent the situation or fight ahead, no matter how treacherous the road ahead may seem, but instead ask God to equip us with the faith that we need to overcome the battle. He will see you through, because like it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not to fear, but of not one of fear, but of power and love and self-control, except when it comes to the lizards, because that is just a different level. I heard that. Behind the mask, your last point this morning, where are you? You may have heard of maskne. Maskne is the acne that forms from the constant friction or rubbing of the mask against our skin. This made me think about our own individual walks with God. Are we going full speed ahead and running? Are we walking? Have we slowed down and maybe even become stagnant in our walk? Have the storms that you've endured caused scales and barnacles to grow on your heart, your spirit, and your faith? Do you need a jump start? Now, I want you guys all to do something with me this morning, and you might feel a little silly, but I have a point, I promise. I want you all to picture yourself in Disneyland or Universal Studios. And before I get to this, I just want to say, my husband had to call me on the phone at 4:37 this morning because I had been up, you know, rehearsing my message and just kind of making sure everything was correct. And at this last part of my message, God was just telling me, something's not right. Do it again. And I did it again and again and again until 4:30 this morning. But it was okay, because when I had finished this, I knew this is exactly what he wanted me to show you in my own way. So imagine yourself at Disneyland or Universal Studios. Now, you've waited in the line, which can be 1-2 hours for a ride, and it could have seemed like forever, and now you're finally on the roller coaster, and the excitement in your chest keeps building and building with every tick, 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 tick to the top. And as you climb to the very top of the tracks, your excitement is just, you can't contain it anymore. Finally, at the very top, at the absolute highest peak of the ride, you're sitting there, Everyone is silent, and the coaster is teeter-tottering on the edge, rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now everyone, put your arms up out in front of you, like this, and follow what I do. Suddenly, the coaster starts speeding down the track, and it swerves left, and then right, and then left, and right, and you go around a turn, and you go back left. It swerves for the last time, and then it starts to slow down. You can put your arms down.
Go again, Mommy.
The ride comes to an end. Now, I bet you're asking yourself why I made you do this. No reason. I just wanted to see if you guys would. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Worship team, I'm going to have you guys come back up. Now, that feeling of excitement that was building and building inside of you as you got to the top, and that rush of emotion that you felt as you took those turns, I want you to remember that feeling. Hang on to it, because that feeling is a feeling we get when we walk with God. That is the same feeling God gets when you pray or spend time in His Word and seek His counsel and instruction. Leviticus 6:13 says, "Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out." Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire for God burning deep within your soul. It's the best feeling in the world.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jen, for that word. Amen, amen. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jen.
Whoa! So funny, huh?
Miss Thank you, my love.
All right. Yes, it's a roller coaster ride, and it's exciting. We got to keep it going. All right, I'm going to ask you guys to stand. We're going to praise and worship our God. We're going to go sing Salt and Light.
You've been listening to Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.